need to put it down. Okay.
Well, unless that's mine, what year is that from?
875.
Yeah, this is the one that I not donated. Oh, here's one. Yes, that's what it's for. Hundred Minute Minion this Friday. Sign up on the Beamer.
It's 250.
Jonathan, you need 250. The schedule is as follows. Oh boy, what happened here? 017. Someone started recording here. It's Monday night. We hope to finish Hilchos Lulav tonight. Tomorrow I plan to bring in a couple of picture books and we'll chazer Hilchos Lulav with real life pictures, not sketches. This book has sketches, this sefer has sketches. I'll bring in some real life books. There's many of them out on the market now. And I hope to bring in and we'll chazer Hilchos Lulav tomorrow. You can't make a rule kids can't drink, right? You can't make such a rule. I don't know an age. That's, you know, they just sit there, like they can't, they probably are not allowed to drink soda at home. So they come here and they're like,
what do you
wow.
Whiskey?
And sherry casks. Okay, so we'll finish Mitzvah Hashem tonight, and tomorrow we'll chaza with pictures. There with me, I'm missing a piece of paper. Okay. Seif Ches. We're actually up to Seif Ches. Seif Ches. Again, like many other things in the Sifim we're learning, there's like one word in a Mishnah, or in a Gemara, or in a Braisa. Here the word is Kovutz, Kuv Vav Vav Tzadik. And some Girsas have it Kovutz Kuf Vav Vav Tzadik. And it's just different interpretations of the word. And the Mechaber just paskins all of the interpretations. Yeshlo, so the first shot is Rashi's shot. Yeshlo Kamin Kotzim B'Shedroso. It has like sharp thorns coming out. Now the question is, where do they come out from? The most there's no phenomena of thorns really coming out of the olim of the lulav. So we must be talking about a place towards the bottom of the shedra that's beer of olim, and it has thorns coming out, or perhaps even on the bottom the lulav as it starts spreading out, it's like thorns, it's very prickly. And you can't really hold it there, you'll cut your hand. So maybe it's talking about that. And the chiddush would be that you could really cut it off. I mean, the lulav maybe will be kosher, depending, let's say you have four tefachim. But the psul of kotzin is because you can't hold it, like the Gemara learns out. It's not a psul of chaser or of hodah. It's a pull of the chedah hinayim. The Gemara says you can't hold it there. You can't. So that's a psul. So even if it's, did you send the email? But no signs here. I was hoping for signs. There are 15 signs. Okay, yeshlo kamin kotzim b'shedroso. So even if it's picked, the Achronim say even if it's pierced the shear, which would make it, you know, it's under four tefachim, but if it's there, as long as it's there, it's possible. It's possible. O shenitzmas. O shenitzmas v'nichvatz. Shriveled up. Now it's interesting. We learned the psul yavesh, and we learned different interpretations with different shatim and how yavesh. This would seem to be before the yavesh of what we learned. In other words, it's becoming dried out. It's shriveled up. It shrinks. So probably that's before it turns white. Certainly before it crumbles to the touch. So it's losing its moisture. So if it's nitzmas v'nichvatz, so that's another interpretation, and that's possible. So, you know, you have this, and a lot of lulavim, some people, perhaps, are machmir, but it's not what it's talking about. It's like a zigzag on top of the lulav, like the top leaf. It's like a zigzag. So some say, hey, that's shriveling. That's how a little looks when it shrivels up. But it's obviously not that, because it's nothing to do with yovesh. It's growing that way. It's not dried out. It didn't shrivel up. It's just shaped. Like, maybe it's shaped like it would look if it would shrivel up. Okay. Oshahu akum l'famav. Now really, the Shiloh, the Gemara says being bent, severely bent. One way is kosher and the other way is pasul. Many hold it's machlekes rishonim in the Gemara, which way is which, but the Machaber paskens this way and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down any other shita. So we'll go look at the pictures. Oshu Akum Lefonov, that's picture 7. That's pasul if it's bent that way, but severely bent. Severely bent. You know how bent it is, that it has a toch. That's probably the rule of thumb. To consider it bent severely, that it's going to be possible, like in picture 7, is it has a toch. Like, there's actually like a toch formed by the lulav. What?
1 degree bent.
That's what I just... No, not really. A toch probably means that this... At the top, is bent so the top like matches the bottom. It's curved. You need a severe curvature to have a toch. Sharei Shedro, and now the Shedro is like a hunchback. The Gav Bal Chatotris is like a hunchback person. So that's possible. It could be this is the first time we had the word Shedro in Hilchos Lulav. Is that possible? No. We had it in Siv Beis. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah will define Shedra here. I don't know why. The Chain, in Ne'ekam Le'echad Mitzdodah Pasul. If it severely is bent to the side, look at picture 4. Picture 4 on page 225. So that's also Pasul. Avol in Ne'ekam La'achora, picture 5. I don't know what to call it. That way, backwards, call it Kosher. So it basically, there's a slight curvature when it bends that way. So even if it's severely curved, it's not absurd. It's not like weird. It's not out of the ordinary if it's that way, towards the shedra. I don't know what to call it. If it's bent towards you, not away from you. But if you're holding the shedra and you're looking at the shedra, so the possible way is if it's bent away from you, and it looks like a sif. What's that called? Amago, Mem Gimel Lamed?
Scythe.
Yeah. And the other way is kosher. Thank you. And the other way is kosher. Okay, and to the side is also possible. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. And you'll have people taking the lulav. And we'll learn now the Mishnah Berurah how bent is bent. Like, at what point you can start worrying about it. These psulim, by the way, can be fixed if you. You know what you're doing. What will often happen, though, is when that's done, and usually the seicha does it before you see it, and that's perfectly legitimate, there's nothing wrong. But when you do that, usually the leaves end up not mehudr, you know, not mamish laying on top of the other. If it grew a certain way and it was bent, and you go like that, then the leaves have a tendency, that's what I've noticed, the leaves are now like separate. So watch out for that. Okay, Sif Zion, Lamed Gimel in the Mishnah Brura. Lamed Gimel, Oshahu Okum Kamago. That's the third shot of the Machaber. The first shot was the Kotzim. The second shot was the shriveled and shrunk. The third shot is Okum, that's Kamago. That's picture 7, like the side. Lefonov, the Hainu, Atsacha Keneged Hashedra. I don't know how to say that in English. Because if you're holding it with the shedra, it's bent away from you. Manasa shedra, so in the shedra's mouth, Gav Chatoturos, like a hunchback, Share shedro. And now, I don't know, the Mishmur decided now to tell us why the shedra is called the shedra. Shedra means spine. Nikra b'shem zeh, Yan k'shuk shedra shal behema, Shachulius the vertebrae, but slows and the ribs, v'chuberes bo mikan mikan. What, and by a person, it's not like that. What do we want from an animal?
Say.
What?
Say.
Yeah, understand that. Bob Zep, so a little bit also, all of the kind of the content, that's like the ribs, I don't know. The Emso Ocholok Ola Kamakel. Okay. Puzzle! Shane Zeh Hodar. Now you know why it's puzzle. And you can. Sorry, what?
Yeah,
Shane's other. Yeah.
So then the Kotzim is a sort of not
what I said. It's a good point. On the other hand, it's hard to believe, since it's talking about even below the shear, so why would it be possible? Maybe it's not hinder because you can't hold it. In other words, that's what you would have to say. It's not mehudr because it's taka, practically speaking, hatol. That's the psul hodor. But normally you wouldn't find the psul hodor outside the four tvachim that the shear has to be. But here the achronim say it's not logical that there would be kotzim, you know, in the four tvachim with his olim, with his leads. Especially we had a shita. We had a sheet that if there's no leaves, it can be possible if all the leaves are stripped away within 4 tefachim. They're stripped away from the shedra. I don't know what to do. Let them have a good time. I don't know. It's a good point, but the achronim assume that the psul is going to be, even if it's below 4 tefachim, and now you have a good riddle to ask someone. Where do you find a psul hodor in luluf, even though it's outside the minimum shear of the luluf? But before you ask the riddle, though, make me show you where it says that it's even if the kotzim are outside the shear. Like, what?
His pictures don't show it in the shear.
But it's hard to tell. Yeah. Okay. What was Hymnik? Hymnik was also Psul Hodor. I guess it's a Chiddush that you can bend it back. It's also a Chiddush. We had like by Hymnik, you can't fix it up. Once it's puzzled, you can't fix it up. I guess this is not as inherently a Psul. So it's not because it grew that way. What do you have to say? Well, it doesn't pass all the lulav. Maybe hodor is not like that. There's some psulim of hodor. Let's say an esrog has a black dot, and it you can take it off. So once it comes off, the Esrog Sadr again.
Does that mean it was really okay to
open it? I don't know. Let's say it was mamash blacked out, and you got it off. Okay. La'achorov shenekam v'nichvaf letzar Hashem. That's picture 5. So that's kosher. Okay. Okay, we talked about the zigzag lulavim. You have a lot of lulavim. If you guys look at lulavim, a lot of times it's zigzag on top. That's okay. That's not the shrivel that it's talking about. Even though that would be what it would look like if it shriveled.
Is there anything else wrong with zigzag?
You have to make sure it's not split. You have to make sure it's not hymnic. Well, it might be the next sif. Let's learn one more sif. Sif test. Im kofof barosho posel. So picture 6. So okay, now that's really kofof. Now the mechaber says the davka kashesh adroso kafufa, right, bent over the top. Avol olof kafufin. That's picture 7. Barosho kamosha derech liels harbe lulavim. So that's kosher. Okay, that's what they call a knepel. That's what. Good place to learn Yiddish is if you buy lulavim. You learn about kola, that's the brown stuff is kola, that's Yiddish. A knepel is Yiddish.
I heard a knepel is like a hitter because it holds it together.
That's what some Rishonim say. We'll learn that right now in the Mishnah Berurah. You're going to see that. In kofof rosho hainu shehoya kofof ke'egmo. Okay, like really bent over. Bein lefonav, bein lachav. This would be both ways. This is not curved. This is that the head is bent. Posel shein zahodar. But that's only if the shedra is kofof. If just the leaves are kofof, it's kosher. And now the Rosh, famous Rosh, says, or Rosh kofof, oiv ani yoser lotzik bo. I like it better. Shein olam lechbokim, it stays better. Utiyomoso kayemes. Okay. For the kofof ala bush. The davko kasher, and then to this day, I mean, some people have a tradition. They love a knebel, they go for that. And some people consider the lashon hamechaber, which that it's kosher, almost sounds like the b'dieved kosher. Because of all the bush, the davko kasher, that's picture 7. That's kosher, according to the Rosh, it's better. Aval and kulon, or rubon kufin. And you have that many times. You have a lot of them. I don't know if you have Kulon or Rubon, but look at picture 8 or 9. Picture 8, rather. Kol Shehu, Basel, Zehu, the Bade Zehu, Shinu Mibriyoso, Benu Hodo Klau, Akam Lushono, Vatiko Mogan Avram Dus Labush, but Vidaz Hataz, Shein Lechalek Bezeh, which is really the way it's mashma the Shulchan Aruch, the Sharat Zion points out, that even if many of them, or all of them, or most of them are bent over, it wouldn't matter. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Baal Kaponim B'dika Acher B'vada Yesh Lizor, Shalom Lotzeiv Pazeh, Sher Roshe Ha'olen Kulon Ha'ruban Kufin. Now many times you have a lot of them Kufin, but so what's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah? That lechatchila you should be nizer not to have if it's kulon or ruban. I would say kulon or ruban of the top leaves, of the leaves that go over the shedra. That's what we're talking about. That's what you're gonna. That's what's gonna ruin the appearance of a little bit. It's bent over. Okay, barosho. The dafka bezeshalo nichvafela barosho. That's what we're talking about. Is okay. Bash or cholok gadol b'li. Like in picture 9, and a significant part of the ola itself is bent. It's not just the rosh, but the leaf itself. The Olam Lishmayim almost bent over in half. Possel Shane Zahab Cloud. Huadinim Olo Hel Yoino Hem Soyas. Shiat Yoimo. Nichavalabad the Harbil MCUSO. Gam King Possel. That's picture 10. In other words, even if it's so what?
Even if it's not growing, but if it's one, it's the
no. If it's no, if it's one, it's only if it's the if it's I would say if it's the middle one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kosher. Even in the Mechaber's case of the Knepel. Now the Sharatzion and Mem Gimel suggests or says or holds that the Machmir are only Machmir if the Olam Tzoy is like that. Not if the other ones are like that. But if the only if the Tzoyimus, what we call the Tzoyimus, is like that. To Sharatzion suggests. Okay, now minig lahakol ka Shulchan Aruch, but certainly the common custom is to be maker like the Shulchan Aruch, and again, some people like it, and buy it lachatchila. Buy him a Shari Tshuva. Okay. So, we'll stop here.